on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Okay, it's Mix.
Before you go.
106.5, we're Kramer and Jess. WBL still reporting and projecting Biden at 264 electoral votes and Trump at 214. We'll give you all the election rundown you need to know at about 8:10 with the Baltimore top three, okay? Just know that we're balancing everything going on in the world,
yes,
you know, with the election, but we don't want to just stay in that arena.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to just completely ignore what's going on because
right,
it is important. So we're taking time to like focus on it and then taking time to kind of take on other topics. And
that really matter, to be honest, that are very, very important,
Jess,
and that should be discussed this morning.
I have never seen you so passionate about a topic that we've ever presented to bring to the air. What is going on this morning? Explain.
Okay. Ladies, please come to my defense on this because I'm doing this for us. All right.
What?
So I feel like women should be given special treatment during that special time of the month. And the reason why I started thinking about this was because this morning when we came into the studio, I gave my friend Kramer a very nice and upfront warning. And I was like, hey, it's my special time. I cannot be held responsible for anything I say or do in the court of law.
She acted like Miranda rights are being read to me.
Please understand where I'm at with everything that's going on. In general, I am low-key a ticking time bomb, and I just need you to accept me and be forgiving for me. And it also made me think, like, you know, you see everybody posting pictures about their, like, I voted sticker. And it got me thinking that maybe it would be nice if we could have almost like emotional stickers. Like, hey, I don't feel like talking today sticker. Or, hey, it's my special time sticker, so get out of my way.
What Jess said to me this morning, and I've dealt with Jess for 5 years now. We've been good friends for a long time now.
Uh-huh.
What Jess said to me this morning was, I think that anything that I say or do during that special time of the month cannot be held against me.
Yeah.
Like, if I all of a sudden just want to come in here and just pick a fight over something, like in a couple of days, you can't bring it back up.
Yes.
And I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest with you.
Why?
Because in one part, I can admit I'm ignorant. I don't know what it's like to go through at that time of the month.
You don't. And also, it's every single month that we have to deal with this for most of our life.
And last month, y'all, it was so ridiculous. We're sitting in here. I'm literally sitting because Jess and I are in separate studios, right?
Yeah.
Right now because of COVID. And the new Miley Cyrus song starts playing.
Mm-hmm.
Jess literally takes the energy to come into this studio, 6 feet away, of course, and she's like, why do you hate Miley Cyrus?
For no reason.
Nobody said a word about Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, but you did say something about her a long time ago.
Like months ago.
And I was reminded of it when I heard the song, and I got upset that you were speaking poorly about Miley, so I decided to use that time to bring it to your attention.
I want to defend you and to give women that platform this morning if you think that is deserved.
It is deserved.
But I don't know that a lot of women are going to call in and agree with that. I honestly don't know. I have no idea. This is a real vote this morning, okay?
Mm.
Question for you, women. Should women be given
mm-hmm.
a get-out-of-jail-free card when it's that time of the month? 410-583-1065. Hey, Deb, good morning. What do you think?
Not really a get-out-of-jail-free card. I'm a nurse, so I explain the physiology of it. But I've been with my husband 40 years, married for 32. And my response to him was, yeah, you have to tiptoe around me for 5 to 7 days a month. I have to tiptoe around you for the other 20.
So it's kind of a compromise.
It is.
But should you be held responsible for what you say and do during those days? If you pick a fight because you are, it is that time, should you be held to the things that you said during that fight, even if you are a little emotional during that time?
If I said something I really hurt him with, I would apologize and say, yeah, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said it. I didn't think it through, blah, blah, blah. But I'm a Leo, so pretty much whatever comes in my head is out my mouth anyway.
no matter what time of the month it is.
Yeah, I'm going to say what I want always.
Yeah, that's funny.
Which is why I don't do retail. So.
Yeah, I get that. You can't deal with people. I'm the same way. I feel that, too. Hey, thanks for calling us. We appreciate you.
Sure. Y'all have a great day.
You, too. 410-583-1065. Jennifer from Glen Burnie. The debate this morning is, should women be given a get-out-of-jail-free card during that special time of the month?
Yes, I am with Jess 1,000%.
Thank you.
Now, do you think it's a tad unfair? Because, you know, as men, I can't speak for all men. I'm a tad emotional of a man. Mm-hmm. I don't have a time that I can just be like, well, sorry, babe, about that fight last night, but I was emotional. We can't use that. Like, explain to us why you feel like that should be a free-for-all during that time.
Well, it's not that it should be a free-for-all per se, but just, it just is, you know, those couple days, and I haven't got a couple days notice before that, I'm like, I'm sorry, next week, just watch out.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, be mean on purpose, but we just rather you know.
Yes.
You know, we'll just say,
well, right.
Just straight up. Okay.
I think it's an act of kindness, giving a warning.
You may not be wrong. Just a heads up. Just a heads up. Okay, there's Jennifer. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yep.
410-583-1065. Shelby, good morning.
Good morning.
That time of the month, is it a get-out-of-jail-free card?
Absolutely. I think that anything we say, especially because our emotions just go wild, we just say things we don't mean sometimes.
Yeah.
So what, like, during that special week for you, this very special week, can you think of something you said or done that you feel like, that was not me. That was not me. That was my internal devil.
I don't like to admit to the things that I've said sometimes. you know, it's just sometimes you just say things, especially when it comes to food. Like, I got really emotional one time when I was hangry about picking something for dinner. You know, my husband always expects me to pick what's for dinner. That's the main conversation of the day.
Yes.
And it just gets so emotional. I'm like, I don't want to pick. You know?
I don't have to. Yeah. It is that week. It is that week. It has nothing to do with me right now.
Yes.
Okay? Just pick it.
Yes.
Okay, right. There she goes.
Just don't try me.
Thanks, Shelby.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too. 410-583-1065. It's Mix and Kramer and Jess. Hey, Chrissy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Help us out here. That time of the month, is it a get-out-of-jail-free card?
I don't think so. And actually, I hate when people say, oh, it must be your time of the month.
Okay.
I absolutely cannot stand that.
So help us out here. Because I would say 95% of women in Baltimore calling in this morning are saying, yes, no matter what I say or do during that time of the month, I feel like I should be able to get away with it.
Yes.
I know. I hear them saying that, and it breaks my heart because, you know, I am who I am. And from day to day, yes, I might have, you know, a day where I snap at somebody and I don't mean it. But everybody has those days, whether you're male or female. And I just don't feel like it's a get out of jail free card. I don't.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but I understand that male and females have hard days, but there's certain things that males just aren't feeling during those hard days. So I feel like we have a right to be a little difficult if some things are going on internally.
Yeah, I hear you. I hate when it's used against me then. So that's why I guess, a little bit sensitive about it.
But maybe if you're empowered to say.
But that's why it should never be used against you. So if you have a sticker or something claiming.
Like, a button you wear at the time of the
month? Button.
Lord have mercy. God, a scarlet letter you're wearing over
here. Thank you, Chrissy.
Thanks, Chrissy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5. WWMX HD1 Baltimore. Our radio.com station. It's new morning fun with Kramer and Jess. Mix 106.5.
6:02 on Thursday or Friday Eve, as some like to call it, and what some are also calling the longest week ever.
It is the longest week ever, but at least we're together.
That's true.
And you're here with us right here, right now.
6 o'clock club, man. We love you guys. I don't think the last couple of days would be as enjoyable if it wasn't for the 6 o'clock club.
I know. You guys are our only friends.
That's true.
That's not even a lie.
410-583-1065. Let's get some texts going this morning. It's everybody that's awake. You're the 6 o'clock club. It's who you are and your soul and your being. Who's up, Jess?
Jake from State Farm. Hey. I don't know why that's my favorite one to say.
Is Jake always the first one?
He's the second one today. I just wanted to say him first.
Oh, who's the first?
Veronica. Veronica is always first because she's 3 hours ahead.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But good morning, Veronica. Kyle. Good morning, Mr. Spicy. Mr. W. Good morning from a tired teacher. I hope that you get some coffee today, okay? Mm-hmm. Good morning, Dorothy. Johnny E. Karen and Amber, Elmer, Queen Pam, and Tito. Good morning.
Good to see you guys. Everybody else, 410-583-1065. Let's give you a shout out. I also want to have a quick debate this morning because we haven't had enough debates in the last couple of days.
Why?
Okay. Sitting there last night watching CNN as the votes start to come in, and I'm sitting there watching John King.
Oh, no, y'all. I can't. You're so...
Don't tell them. He's the guy with the magic wall, right?
Please don't tell them.
If you watch Steven in the last couple, he's the guy that's like, oh, yeah, in this county, and zooming in, this like big iPad, you know, whatever. And I'm like, John King is kind of hot. John, and I don't know, honestly, I don't know if it's like his, and he's got to be, Google really quick, John King age. He's got to be 75 years old, not a day under 75.
You have been talking about John King since yesterday. We were doing nothing in the studio. Like, I'm just over here minding my own business, trying to keep my life together. And then Kramer is like, you think John King is hot?
I'm like, John King's kind of hot, right?
What?
There's just something about it. I think Anderson Cooper's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Anderson Cooper's hot, right?
No, that's
we can say that.
True. Yeah, yeah.
But there's something, I don't know if it's John King's, like, looks or if it's his confidence with that damn magic board. Like, he has seen those every county of every state, how they voted for the past 30 years, who your grandma voted for back in the, you know, the 40s.
Your next husband is 57 years old.
He's 57.
But
okay, he looks terrible.
You know what, though? You know what?
I thought he was 75.
You're so annoying.
That's so rude.
He's losing his mind, you guys. Kramer is starting to lose it.
I don't know if it's because I've been sitting in my apartment too long just watching the news.
Do I think he's hot?
Can you text in this morning and say if you think John King is hot? I just want to get a little poll going. Because there's just something about him. I'm like, that is a good-looking man.
He could be
decent. For 57.
I can kind of see him being, if he was like a cartoon character, he has like a strong jaw.
He's got a great jawline. He's just a beautiful man. 410-583-1065. As you are texting in this morning, can we get the debate going? Is John King from CNN hot?
Oh.
Let's go from there. And the Baltimore top three, the real stuff that matters here in just a couple of seconds.
So we still do not know the winner of the presidential race, but you need to be updated on everything that happened overnight. I'll give you all those details next right here on Mix.
Okay, all the election stuff. We got to keep you entertained and kind of informed this morning. So give us a couple seconds and we'll get to that here in the Baltimore top three here on Mix. We're Kramer and Jess. Dumb debate. Listen, so many brain cells you can use on other more important things. My question I had to ask the 6 o'clock club this morning, though, is do you think that John King, the guy that runs the magic board on CNN, is hot as he's sitting up there predicting counties to win and lose? And 410-583-1065. Jess, what are the people saying? The vote, the real vote.
The people are saying John King is not hot. He looks like he's about 80. The newly married Emma would like you to know that. And she's the only one that is...
Someone said,
who is John King?
Come on.
I'm driving and I can't Google it.
John King, you don't need
to know who he is.
He's like Mr. Election Night.
No, he's...
Yes, he's Mr. Election Night. It's what he's done for years.
Okay.
Who is John King? Don't come to me. Who is John King?
You're so weird.
Who else is up with us this morning?
Darlene is awake. Who else? Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian. Hello, Jogger. Hello, Jake the Jogger in Essex. Hello, DJ Marty Marr. Good morning, Christy. Good morning, friends. Queen Pam is up with us. Elmer. Big Tex. I love it. I love it.
You seem a little distracted. You good?
Ew, I was not ready. He's like, are you ready? And I was like, no. He's like, okay, cool. We're going in. I was like, okay, awesome. All right, well, here I am. Cool.
410-583-1065.
Mix 1065. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Time to just gotta let go and let God, Jessica.
Number three.
We do not know who is going to be the winner of the presidential race. Overnight numbers are suggesting that former Vice President Joe Biden is currently in the lead, and he spoke with confidence in Delaware yesterday.
I'm not here to declare that we've won. But I am here to report, when the count is finished, we believe we will be the winners. It's clear that we're winning enough states to reach 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency.
But that is narrowing as votes continue to be counted. The Trump campaign is confident that President Trump will take the victory in Pennsylvania. Lawsuits have been filed by Trump's campaign in PA, Michigan, and Nevada to halt ballot counting. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, claims their campaign was not allowed to view ballots being counted properly.
We went before a Democrat judge. No need to tell you what the result in Philadelphia is if you're before a Democrat judge. Obviously a political hack. Who doesn't know the meaning of the word observe? Observe means to be able to look.
As of this morning, WBAL is projecting President Trump with 214 electoral votes and Joe Biden with 264. The Associated Press is not calling the presidential race yet because neither candidate has secured the 270 electoral college votes needed to claim victory. Several key states are too early to call right now. Election officials in several states are still counting millions of mail-in ballots, and some of your neighbors here in Maryland are calling for every vote to be counted.
There's no reason to stop counting votes. People have legally cast their votes all over the country.
Every citizen deserves to have their vote counted if they submitted it in a lawful manner. And the effort to not count votes is slated towards stealing power.
Just my own prediction here. I think today we'll know.
If really?
I've been keeping up with it, you know, I think today we'll know. Once
even
we get Arizona and Georgia, I think that, it's not about having every vote counted right now. It's enough to make projections, right?
Okay.
And I think that it's so close in so many states, but we're getting so, I'm trying to look, Nevada is 86% counted as of right now. I think that Arizona was around 90%. Georgia was maybe about 95% counted. So in these really close states, I think prediction of mine only, we should know something today.
Number two.
This is very important. Okay, so please listen closely. This year, November 5th, is National Men Make Dinner Day. The first Thursday in November is the day for the man of the house to make dinner. Some men like to cook and do so on a regular basis, so to those men, we say kudos to you, so you can ignore this message. But this day is intended for men who don't know their way around the kitchen and aren't so familiar with cooking appliances. So if you are one of the men who wants to participate, you need to be aware because there are a couple rules you need to abide by tonight. Rule number one, the main meal must include a minimum of 4 ingredients and require at least one cooking utensil other than a fork.
Okay.
Rule number two, the man goes shopping for all of the ingredients as well. You cannot send someone else to the grocery store for you. Number three, clean up as you go. And number one, aprons are optional but highly encouraged.
Okay. I don't know if y'all really want that. Y'all say it's cute, but do you really want your man cooking? You need to debate that before you let him do it, right?
Number one.
Apparently, Kanye West, who conceded the presidential election, actually got some votes. According to national election results by the Associated Press, he ended up getting about 60,000 votes across the 12 states where he appeared on the ballot. Meanwhile, the question on everyone's mind is, did Kim Kardashian vote for her husband? She did share a post on social media encouraging her fans to stay in line and vote, but would not reveal her presidential choice. So if you were wondering, the answer is yes. People did vote for Kanye West to be the next president of the United States.
60,000 people, too.
60,000 people.
Say they want Kanye West to be the next president. Is Kim obligated to vote for her husband? Because she's even come forward and said, listen, I think he's got, you know, schizophrenia. Is it schizophrenia? One of those, some male struggle. And that she thinks he was kind of acting out. So I didn't know, like, if
she has not, her camp, neither, or her have not made any sort of inclination that she is voting, or who she's voting for, period.
Let's make this personal then, okay? Let's say that your boyfriend, Garage Boy, who we can admit, probably not the best president of the United States, right?
And he was like, I want to run for president of the United States.
And he was so serious about running for president of the United States. As his girlfriend of 10 months, would you vote for him, even though you know he's not the best candidate? Do you have to when you're like the significant other of the person running?
He's at work right now, so no, I would not vote for him.
Okay.
But I love him.
That's a tough one, man.
I love that man. This is Jess, and that was your top 3.
410-583-1065. Text us and you're up this morning, okay?
Kramer and Jess on Mix 106.5. Shout out to our 6 a.m. family real quick. Good morning. Hello. Oh, Magic Mike. Who is Magic Mike?
I don't know.
Okay.
But that's a big name to live up to.
Yo, I like that. Good morning, Carrie. Okay, so now moving on to the whole John King thing. If you missed it, Kramer thinks that John King from CNN is hot.
He's Mr. Election Night, right? Like, turn on CNN in the past 72 hours, you've seen John King over the magic board. I'm like, John King is hot. Somebody needs to get behind me on this and be like, yes, John King is hot. 410-583-1065.
A text from the 410, John King is not hot.
Nobody. Jess, there's got to be something about this man, right? Like, he's just.
A text from the 443, they did say John King is very distinguished and extremely smart, but did not comment on his hotness. The smart and the distinguished does not mean the hot part.
Hi, good morning, Mix.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Who is this?
This is Maria.
Hi, Maria, good morning.
Mr. Kramer.
Yes.
Mr. King. Not attractive.
Thank Are you, you serious?
No, yes. No, I
have like a giant nose and really thin lips. And you're one of those attractive guys that dates ugly women, aren't you?
Have you looked into his baby blue eyes, though?
My heart just stopped.
His baby blue eyes.
Like you, and I'm like, what are they doing with that person? That your vision's messed up.
My heart stopped.
I knew a great eye doctor.
No, he's lonely. I'm telling you, he is lonely and losing it. And this man FaceTimes me last time. He's like, you think John King is hot? And I said, no, I don't think John King
okay,
is hot.
Okay, could it? Okay, ladies, could it be his confidence, though? The way he's up there with that magic board,
hey,
like.
You know what?
Confidence can definitely make you more attractive and personality. I'm sure he's got a great personality, whatever.
Who knows?
But physically, no.
Okay.
All right.
You can love whoever you want to love, Kramer.
That's right. Love wins.
Love wins always.
In 2020 election, love's going to win this time.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Kramer and Jess on Mix 106.5. Good morning to our 6 o'clock club. Good morning, Anthony, Jen, the RN.
Yeah.
Danny would like Kramer to know that John King is not hot.
Am I the only person in the whole state of Maryland that feels like John King from CNN is hot?
We got a text from the 443, and they said, John King is aye.
That's all right. He's like a 6. I don't know, man.
No,
I don't know what was going
tripping.
Through my head
I was
night.
Watching Harry Potter last night again.
Again? Same
yeah.
thing?
No, I'm on a roll. I'm doing a whole marathon.
Good for you. Hey, so we got the challenge today to keep you informed with everything going on with the election, but at the same time to also have a little bit of fun.
Right.
Get away from it too. It's like we're gonna keep you tuned in, but also tuned out.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to go back and forth. We're going to do our best.
A good balance.
So we'll get back into election stuff at about 7:10 this morning with everything going on, unless something breaks beforehand. We thought, though, that since you are inundated with election news, that we should focus on some other kind of news this morning. And we're going to kick the show off with what we're calling happy news. I want you to be happier. And it's a super easy concept. And we're not going to be going through the newspaper. What year is this? We're not going to be going through the internet trying to find happy news stories. We're basically turning to you early this morning saying, what's the happy news in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, even though all the election stuff's going on, let's focus on the cool things happening in your life. Like, did you get a job promotion? Did you get engaged?
Did you get some flowers?
Some flowers. Did you just get out of bed and get your butt to the gym this morning?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever the thing, that news in your life that's making you happy, let's get it out on the radio so that everybody in Baltimore can feel happy for you as well.
Yeah.
Phone number to call or text 410-583-1065. Jess, we'll start with some happy news from you.
Today is National Men Make Dinner Day, so I'm going to make my boyfriend Garage Boy make dinner tonight.
Can he cook? How is his cooking status?
He can.
Yeah?
Yes, he can.
He's good?
Yeah.
You have a tone.
He can.
Not good.
No, he can't.
If you had to rate his cooking like it was a school grade, would you give it? Be honest. He's at work right now. Doesn't matter.
I know, huh? You're right. So he's only cooked for me twice, but they were traditional Filipino dishes, right?
Okay.
So but that's what that's all he's done so far.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what else.
Two dishes in 10 months?
Yeah.
It's all right. It sounds about right.
But he'd rather take us out to dinner than make something at home.
So my good news for this morning is I told you that I'm kind of, sort of, kind of little bit.
Just a kind of.
You get nervous with this topic.
It's okay.
I am pursuing this young lady that lives back in California.
Uh-huh.
And it's been a challenge. Long distance has been weird.
It's been a situation.
We call her Miss California, by the way, on the show. And my good news is that she's coming to visit this weekend. She'll be here tomorrow, late tomorrow night, but she'll be here for the long weekend. So.
Hey, having a piece of home here is good no matter how long it is.
It'll be good to get face to face. How about you? 410-583-1065. Kiara from Bel Air has got some happy news for us. Come on, Kiara, what you got?
So I think everything that's going on right now is obviously a little overwhelming for most people,
sure.
But I'm actually getting married next year to the best man, and I'm just super excited for it.
Yay!
And I'm hoping that next also. So.
Tell us about the proposal. What happened?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm, like I said, I live in Bel Air, so it was back in March, and
just completely got me out of nowhere. I was not expecting that surprise, but it was at Broom's Bloom Dairy.
Okay.
And yeah, one of our favorite little ice cream shops and very local, like I said. So it was really nice. My whole family like popped out of the barn behind there.
No way.
That's super
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, it was just really cool. And I did not expect it, which he knows me. If I would have known about it, I would have tried to like plan it out.
Yeah.
And, so he got me out of nowhere, which was awesome.
That's good. Amazing. Well, when's the big day? Do you guys have a date planned yet?
Yes, it's August 7th, 2021, and
Let's
I'm
do
so
it,
excited.
Woo! Let's do it. Congratulations. That's great happy news. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you so much.
410-583-1065. Your happy news on the radio next on Mix 106.5.
New morning fun. Kramer and Jess. On Mix 106.5.
Kramer and Jess on Mix 106.5. As of this morning, WBAL is projecting President Trump with 214 electoral votes and Joe Biden with 264. I'll give you the full update at 7:10.
Yeah, we're kind of bouncing back and forth between like election stuff that you are curious about. And then, of course, you said keeping you entertained, putting you in a good mood before you get into work or your Zoom meetings this morning. We're focusing on happy news and not the stuff that you're going to read online. You know, we're talking about the happy news that's going on right here in Baltimore, like stuff in your life. So let's get back into happy news. I want you to be happier. You just got to call us or text us and just tell us some happy news in your life. There's nothing too big or too small when it comes to happy news. So don't be like, oh, my happy news isn't cool enough to text about. Well, yeah, it is. 410-583-1065. that's my rebuttal.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is. 410-583-1065. Jess, who's texting?
Emma says that her husband just got out of school and he is finally getting a job after being in school for over a decade.
That's cool.
So congratulations to her. And also, sorry, it was not. Oh, also, we have a text from the 301. I just got married and have the perfect stepson. Congratulations to you guys.
I love that.
Katie's, her first son's birthday is this weekend.
Cute.
A text from the 443. My dad is about to finish chemo.
Wow.
To hear that chemo is working and it's 90% gone is the best news that we've gotten in months.
Yeah, no joke. That's incredible. 410-583-1065. Call us up if you got some happy news to share with the world in Baltimore this morning. Carrie, share some happy news with us this morning, please.
So anytime my husband goes to Walmart, he'll go by the flower section. And if he sees flowers that look nice, he'll go ahead and buy them for me. He's gotten me like 2 bouquets in the past week, and the last one was just last night.
How freaking cute is that? How
I
cute
love that.
Is that? Every woman right now is thinking like, well, damn, if Carrie's husband can do that every time, why can't my man do that for me too?
Yeah, I have a very good one.
You sure do. Did you have to train him to do that, or did he come housebroken?
No, he was partially housebroken when we got together, and I slowly finished off his training.
Okay. Sometimes it takes a little work, you know, a little finagling.
That's so sweet.
Exactly.
You get that.
And FYI, John King, not hot.
Okay, so we were talking earlier in the show about John King from CNN. I'm sitting there watching CNN last night as election coverage is coming in. And I'm like, John King is kind of hot. Like, why is no one talking about
because
the attractiveness
not.
Of John King?
Because exactly. He is not.
Carrie, what not? I mean, to me, he's intelligent. He's a good-looking older man. He's got these beautiful baby blue eyes.
See, my husband is hot. John King is not so hot.
You know why? Because John King doesn't bring you flowers every time he goes to Walmart.
That's right.
There you go.
Hey, Carrie, you're fun. Thanks for calling.
Of course.
410-583-1065. Leanne, you got some happy news for us this morning?
I do. I am expecting a baby after 7 years of losses and IVF treatment and everything else, and COVID brought me a little miracle.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Congratulations. How far along are you?
So about 24 weeks.
Wow.
Thank
so
you for
cool.
sharing that
That's
today.
That's amazing.
We're so happy for you.
Hey, we could actually use your help, though, this morning because, I mean, that pregnancy journey can be a real bear on people. And, you know, 7 years of it, that's, I'm sure the emotions, the ups, the downs, everything. I'm sure there's got to be somebody listening this morning that's like, kind of at their wit's end with it. What words of, you know, peace or wisdom can you give to somebody that may feel like, man, they're losing hope or they're discouraged?
Just never give up. Just it's rough, obviously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But just just believe in yourself and believe that if that's your path, it'll work out.
Yeah. That's amazing. You're super. I mean, to do 7 years of it, that's a lot. That's a very strong, powerful woman right there.
We're so happy for you and your family.
Thank you.
Yeah. And thanks for sharing this morning.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
If even for just a couple of seconds this morning, let's try here as a community of Baltimore to, like, just stay away from the election news and let's look at happy news, all right? I want you to be. And not news that you're going to find online this morning, but stories right here from your own neighbors. If you got some happy news you want to share, because there's just something contagious about hearing happy news, right? Mm-hmm. If you got something you want to share that's super positive this morning about your own life, 410-583-1065.
A text from the 410, my English bulldog is having puppies. Can I come see them? And a text from the 617, my happy news is that my 22nd anniversary is a Saturday.
That's cool.
That's amazing.
That's really cool. A lot of Bel Air calls this morning, right? Bel Air's got a lot of happy news this morning. Okay, so Jason from Bel Air, come on, give us your happy news.
Well, getting married in probably about 2 weeks. Well, in about 2 weeks. First time, you know, being married. Got to swallow my pride, I guess, you know, a little bit of sacrifice right there.
What? Wait, what?
You couldn't sound more excited about your wedding, by the way, Jason.
Well, I mean, it's different. I mean, it is exciting news, you know what I'm saying? You know, the love of my life is excited. You know, she works hard every day.
But?
And she comes home and I just... It makes me happy.
Good.
But there's a tone though. But
I grew up, you know, knowing that, you know, marriage is like a piece of paper. Like, people can literally sit up there and be married without a piece of paper.
Yeah.
If, you know, it's in the mind and everything. You know, if everything's mutual and, you know, you guys agree on the same things and, you know, we'll always love each other and always have each other's backs. Yeah. You know, it shouldn't really matter.
He gets it. Jason, you get it, man.
I'm
you're
so
ready.
Happy for you, Jason. Away, man. I'm so happy for you guys.
Awesome, Jason. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you too. Bye.
Taylor's over in Baltimore this morning, and what is your happy news for us?
I have 1 week left of my externship, and I'm officially employed. I have my first big girl job.
Hey! Yay! How does that feel? Taylor! What is the difference, really quick? What's the difference between an internship and an externship?
Honestly, I don't know. They're unpaid.
She's just showing up and trying to get a job.
It sounds fancy, but I'm telling you, if I have the difference, I'm choosing an externship.
I get
personally.
It.
I think that sounds a little bit more legit, right? I think that's really funny. What do you? What is your profession or your field?
I work in healthcare. I'm officially a medical assistant. Just got certified.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Jess, this is kind of your first big girl job, you know?
Yeah. That's why I feel you so much, Taylor. We're in this together, girl. Just keep going and believe in yourself. You got it. And you deserve to be where you are.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah, I said happy birthday. I'm like, yeah, and happy birthday too, Debra. Happy Thursday. Bye, Taylor. Have a good one.
Bye. All right. The Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
All right, let's get into the top three biggest stories in the city and beyond. Jessica?
Number three.
We don't know who's going to win the presidential race, and overnight numbers are suggesting that former Vice President Joe Biden is currently in the lead. He spoke with confidence in Delaware yesterday.
Here goes Joe Biden, because this was about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, by the way.
I'm not here to declare that we've won, but I am here to report when the count is finished, we believe... we will be the winners. It's clear that we're winning enough states to reach 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency.
But that is narrowing as votes continue to be counted. The Trump campaign is confident that President Trump will take the victory in Pennsylvania. Lawsuits have been filed by Trump's campaign in PA, Michigan, and Nevada to halt ballot counting. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, claims their campaign was not allowed to view ballots being counted properly.
When we went before a Democrat judge, no need to tell you what the result in Philadelphia is if you're before a Democrat judge. Obviously a political hack who doesn't know the meaning of the word observe. Observe means to be able to look.
As of this morning, WBAL is projecting President Trump with 214 electoral votes and Joe Biden with 264. The Associated Press is not calling the presidential race yet because neither candidate has secured the 270 electoral college votes needed to claim victory. Several key states are too early to call. Election officials in several states are still counting millions of mail-in ballots, and some of your neighbors here in Maryland are calling for every vote to be counted.
There's no reason to stop counting votes. People have legally cast their votes all over the country.
Every citizen deserves to have their vote counted if they submitted it in a lawful manner. And the effort to not count votes is slated towards stealing power.
So we're, as of the, I'm just trying to look at stuff right now. Pennsylvania is at 89% of the votes counted. When you look over at just, that's the popular vote. I know Arizona's getting a lot closer. Georgia is getting really close to getting their votes counted. So will it be today? I'm no soothsayer, no fortune teller.
Okay.
But I would say probably today we'll have an idea of who the president of the United States is going to be.
Number two.
Now, we could all use some comfort this holiday season, and there's nothing more comforting than a delicious cup of hot cocoa, okay? Costco is selling a set of 16 hot cocoa bombs for the holidays. These things are so cool. The hot cocoa bombs, which were made famous on TikTok, of course, are ornament-shaped balls of chocolate filled with fluffy marshmallows. They come in a pack of 16, and there's four different flavors. You can get milk chocolate, s'mores, strawberry, and salted caramel. So basically, you pour hot milk on the chocolate bomb. It melts the chocolate, and then the marshmallows just explode out of it. Amazing. Go get yourself.
Good.
Go treat yourself at Costco.
Number one.
104-year-old Samuel Bovolino from New York has just completed an amazing milestone and voted in his 21st presidential election. Sam cast his first presidential vote back in 1940 for Franklin D. Roosevelt, and the election on Tuesday was his 21st time he voted for a president.
Wow.
But he wouldn't reveal his choice, and he was too much of a gentleman to say anything bad about either of the candidates, but he did reveal that his favorite president in his lifetime was John F. Kennedy.
104 years old. Listen to this guy.
Everybody should vote. Once you get that age, that's beyond the age. Never too old to vote. Never.
That's amazing.
That's so cute.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
I'm wondering, too, if there's anybody that's, let's just say, over the age of 80 listening right now, which I highly doubt. But if you're over the age of 80 and you voted, I mean, it's kind of cute to hear from you this morning.
Yeah.
410-583-1065. They were saying, who was he saying his favorite president was he ever voted for?
John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy, that's right.
21 times he's voted.
That's cool. All right, so hang on for a couple more seconds because it's Thursday, which means time for Charm City Secrets. It's those secrets you've been keeping on your chest for way too long, and now it's time to get them out there into the universe so that all of Baltimore can know the inner workings of that brain of yours.
Yeah.
Charm City Secrets next on Mix.
Mix 106.5.
It's Charm City Secrets.
Shh.
A secret. Now,
something that's kept or meant to be kept unknown or unseen.
Well, until you share it anonymously with Kramer and Jess.
The last part isn't in the definition, is it? Mix 106.5.
Is there an ex that you have that you're still salty about? Is there an ex that you have that you are still salty about? It's time for Charm City Secrets, baby. 410-583-1065, our phone number to call or text. We've got the voice disguiser ready if you want to be super anonymous. Charm City Secrets is that giving you the opportunity, if you're people like me and Jess, to just get things off your chest.
Yeah.
There's stuff you've been holding back for way too long. You never got closure on something you wanted to say to that person's face.
Yep.
But you never got the opportunity.
You can say it to us.
You can say it to us and everybody listening to this radio show.
Mm-hmm.
It feels good to get secrets off of your chest. So twice a week we come on here, we give you a topic, and you're like, oh my God, yes, yes. Then you call us, you text us, and then that's your Charm City Secret. Jess, how'd you even come up with this topic? Because this was Jess's, like, you just, she came in with a vengeance, being like, is there an ex that you're still salty about?
Okay, the reason why I had this idea, because I got very annoyed recently where one of my ex-boyfriend's brothers hit me up on Instagram. Now, I dated this guy back in high school.
Okay.
I was, like, in love with him. And I had a crush on him on the 8th grade. We finally started dating. My dreams were coming true. And then he broke up with me, but he didn't even really break up with me. He just, like, started ghosting me and just stopped talking to me.
Why do you think you're still mad? It's been, what, 10, 12 years now?
Well, the reason, I mean, it's just, That's so annoying. Yeah. At least break up with me. Don't just cut me off and then I'm like, oh, I guess it's over. Awesome. And also, high school is difficult and it sucks. So I was mad. And
still salty.
And then his twin brother hits me up on Instagram and is like, hey, hope you're well. Just wondering if you can take a listen to, and also they're in a band together. So it was almost like my ex-boyfriend told him to hit me up on his behalf and was like, wondering if you could play our song on the radio. Hope all is well with you.
Yeah,
and
nasty.
I'm like, how about you tell your twin brother, maybe he should tell people to their face that he doesn't want to be their boyfriend anymore. And no, I'm not going to listen to your new song.
Did you listen though?
No.
I don't want to hear it now. Mm-mm. I want to play it. Just to make you more upset.
Absolutely not.
There's one girl I'm still salty about. This was probably, I was 22 or 23. I was living in Savannah, Georgia, and I had met a contestant at the Miss St. Patrick's Day pageant. Her name was Lindsay.
Okay? What is that?
It was like a beauty pageant. It's very Georgia. It's very Georgia. Everyone's in a beauty pageant back
for St. Patrick's
over in
Day?
Yeah. And she was cute. We started talking, and she let me know pretty early on that her boyfriend was in prison.
Oh, so she was like, we can hang out, but when he gets out, bye?
Well, no, because I thought things were progressing another way. Uh-huh. Like, we got pretty close. We became intimate. I felt very strong feelings for this young woman.
Okay.
I'll be damned, though. Boyfriend gets out of prison.
Not a word.
Done. Still mad about that.
Yeah.
Like, he's in prison. I lost the guy that's in prison. Like, I'm still mad.
He committed a crime.
I'm still mad.
And I want to give you love, and you said no.
The only thing I want to steal is your heart. That's the only crime I'm going to commit, okay? Lord. All right, now you. Come on, get in on this. We're just talking about the ex that you're still salty about. 410-583-1065. It's Charm City Secrets.
Kramer and Jess, Charm City Secrets.
On Mix 106.5.
Your Charm City secret is, who's that ex that you are still salty about? Could have been last week, could have been 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But whoever that is, 410-583-1065. Let's get you on the radio. Call us, text us. Becky from Carroll County, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
We're doing well. Charm City secret this morning is, who is that ex that you're still salty about?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so that would have to be my first year of college. He was just like the worst cheater on the planet.
What happened? Why are you still salty about it? I don't know how old you are, but it's probably been a couple of years.
Yeah, how long has it been?
It's been 10 years.
Okay.
We're still out here, though.
Still mad.
We were in a lot of plays at the time, and there was one play, which is called Grease. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
We do. Yes. It's very popular, by the way. John Travolta movie as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I was actually up for the role of Sandy, which I did not get.
Okay.
He got the role of Danny, and he ended up just, like, having this huge thing with the girl who did get Sandy. And, like, everybody knew about it except for me. And
wait. You guys were in plays together.
Yeah.
You were up for Sandy and Grease. You did not get it. The girl he did get it, he ended up cheating on you with her.
Yep.
Damn.
That makes me so mad. He's like, I have to practice for the script, and we're gonna do the kissing play.
God.
Exactly.
That's
so gross.
We're still salty about this years later. Still salty about it. Thank you for the secret this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now you too, 410-583-1065. Come on, there's that one ex. You're like, it could have been a decade ago, but I'm still just salty about it. Next on Mix. Ashley, who is that that ex that you're still salty about?
So this was probably like 7 years ago in my senior year in high school.
Okay.
We were together, I want to say, for like a year and a half. And then he broke up with me like 2 weeks before prom.
No.
No.
Yeah.
God.
So like literally no reason. It made no, like the reason he gave made no sense.
Did you end up going to prom?
I did. I ended up going with my best friend.
Okay.
At the time.
Okay.
Not the same.
But still, you better still go.
Well, it wasn't that great because I was getting ready for prom with my best friend at her house, and like her phone went off. So I go to grab her phone to give it to her.
Stop it.
And the text message pops up on the screen, and it's from my now ex-boyfriend, and it's like this cutesy, like flirty text message.
No.
Yeah.
While you're there, wait. So did he end up going to prom with somebody else, or your best friend was the one that he was, you know, hooking up with or whatever?
So he actually didn't go to prom because he was a grade below me.
Okay.
So it was my senior prom, but he still had a year to go.
Was he cheating on you with your best friend, Ashley?
Yeah, I don't know if there was like any overlap, but like the fact that my best friend like didn't tell me this was happening really made me mad.
Yeah.
And the fact that I found out on prom night that this was happening and we had just broken up like 2 weeks ago.
Did they end up together?
Yeah, they're actually still together.
Ew. No.
Okay, all right. So there's all the facts. There's all the facts. Jess, should she still be able to be salty about this?
Yes.
Why?
Because she not only lied, her best friend lied to her, and then she ruined her prom night, and she's going to remember that for the rest of her life.
Okay, I see it. Like, I feel like it.
What?
No, if they're still together. They were broken up, I'd say it's no big deal. But the fact
Let them be together. Whatever,
still
Ashley.
Together.
You're going to meet someone who deserves you, and you deserve them, and you're an amazing person, and I hate your best friend and your ex-boyfriend. Bye. To them.
I feel like Jess is more mad than you are. That's just ridiculous.
How dare her.
All right.
I've been with the same person for quite some time.
See?
So I'm happy.
And you're happy.
I just like,
yes.
Still.
I think she's being salty.
It still burns.
Good.
Still burns. Thanks, yep. Ashley. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Jamie.
Yes.
Welcome to Charm City Secrets.
Hi, Kramer and Jess.
Hi.
Hey, tell us, who is that ex you're still salty about?
Okay. So you guys are going to laugh because I was only 12. But listen.
That's fine.
Listen. He was like the love of my life.
Yes.
We worked together, everything. Like we were it. We were the it couple.
Yes.
And my best friend, who I would always go to for advice regarding this ex, she would always like try to patch things up if we ever had a problem, or she'd talk to him if I had a problem, etc. Well, he broke up with me and started dating her.
Oh, hell
Your
no.
best friend.
Not at 12.
Yes. Yes. And I'm the one that introduced her to this church. And I'm still mad about it. And I don't know why.
Because
I can forgive, but I'm like, okay, that was wrong. And they dated for like a year in front of me.
No.
And how many years removed is this now?
Do I have to say?
Well, just give us an idea.
5 years.
How many?
25 years,
and we're still mad out here.
That's
we're still
fair.
Mad.
I'm mad for you.
Because it's like, okay, we're older now, and I tried to friend request them on Facebook, and it's like, oh, no.
They're not still together, are they?
No, they're not. But they were together for a long time, and like we went to church camp together.
Oh, no, not church camp.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, you are allowed to remain salty about this. Jess, right? Can she still? There's something about young heartbreak that just stings.
Because it's pure, yeah. And you don't see it coming, and it's messed up.
And it sets the precedent for, like, the rest of your relationship, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, Crystal, it's time for Charm City Secrets. Who's that ex you're still salty about?
You know what? Mine has to do with Little Miss Teen Georgia.
Oh.
What?
Please.
Ironically, yeah. So I was dating this guy in high school, and I thought we had this magical spark between us, and he was from Georgia.
Uh-oh. That, we're all trouble, by the way. Georgia boys are all trouble.
You can't trust him.
Can't trust us.
No. What the heck? So he goes back to Georgia, and I find out from a friend of his family that he had seen him and his ex, who was Little Miss Teen Georgia, hanging out in the movie theater.
Oh, hell, not in the movie theater. What movie was it, too? Do you know what movie it was?
I don't even know. They probably don't even know what movie it was.
They weren't even paying attention. That's why we don't even know.
Terrible.
But when I called him out, he had the nerve to say, you're being too needy to expect an explanation on why that happened.
Oh, hell no.
How dare you expect me to be monogamous? You're so needy.
Exactly.
Okay, well, hang on. How many years removed was this?
I mean, this is 12 years ago.
Okay,
probably.
12 years ago. Jess, can she still be salty?
Yes, because that messes you up for life.
Yeah, and every time a beauty pageant comes by, you got to be like, damn,
you're like,
Miss
yeah,
Teen Georgia.
Like, I hate
Little
beauty
Miss
pageants.
Teen, yeah. Toddlers and Tierras come on, you just get angry for no real reason.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like there needs to be a blanket of saltiness for all of the men that we have all dated that we
think
we're
awesome
for.
Hey! Say it one more time for the people in the back, Crystal.
That happens?
Oh, never.
Never.
Let's play a quick game, Jess. I want you to try to guess the most Googled term here in Baltimore on election night. The most Googled term. There's two that came up on the top, according to Google, on election night. What do you think that they were?
How late is Baskin-Robbins open tonight?
Okay, and?
How can I de-stress?
Okay. Top two Google things in this city on election night. Fries.
Yes.
And liquor stores.
Yeah.
Fries and liquor stores, the two most searched. And this, by the way, are hitting all-time highs on Google. The most sought-out food online, by the way, here in Baltimore. Pizza, Chinese, sushi, and Mexican.
Yummy.
No surprising, though, of course, the word election did show up as the most looked-up term all around the world. And also probably a no-brainer should be the term anxiety.
Right.
Broke a record, too. So
I kind of got it right.
The search, no, not at all. Nothing about Baskin-Robbins in here at all. Search trends, though, have prompted Google to advise users to check in with their friends and family. You know, these don't sound good mental health terms to be doing, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep connected, man. Don't turn to Google. I mean, you can, but if you're feeling like you're Googling these kind of terms, break it down a little bit.
And I feel like everybody is reacting differently, so let's just try to treat everybody with grace and kindness.
I ate a whole pizza on election night, I'm proud to tell you.
You did?
I did.
A gluten-free pizza, mister?
Gluten-free pizza,
Go ahead.
I smashed it. Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thursday. We are Kramer and Jess. Did you ever get your Christmas decorations put up, by the way, Jess?
No, I did not, but I have an update on that.
What's going on? So a couple days ago, Jess came in and said, well, it was the day after Halloween. And
you're
like, hey, I want to put my Christmas decorations up. My boyfriend, though, does not want to. He thinks it's way too early. And I, by the way, am on the boyfriend side, garage boy.
Even though Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey, told me it is time. So I talked to him about it, and I was like, I'm about to just do this so you know. So when you come home from work, just don't be mad. And he has friends coming this weekend, like his best friends. So he told me that once they leave, the house is mine.
Then it's go time.
So Monday, I'm going to Michael's.
Here's a little more fuel for your fire. This just happened on Good Morning America. Listen.
We are learning that decorating for Christmas can be good for your mental health.
Really?
I see the skepticism
on
your face.
No, I'm coming around.
Hear me out here. So according to experts, decking the halls can actually boost your happiness because trimming the tree evokes nostalgia and reminds us of the best times of our lives.
Yes.
A study also found that decorating your house can make you appear more welcoming and sociable to neighbors.
Yes.
So now that science has given us excuse, let's get to decorating, shall we?
Thank you, science.
Like, I felt like you were sitting at the desk with them as you're like commenting back. Okay. Well, there you go. Hopefully, it helps you boost your mental health.
I'm doing it.
Let's take a look at today in dog news. Here we go.
Today in dog news,
it feels like the other news stations are covering other issues today.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I guess some things are going on right now.
They're not taking a look at dog news today, but you know what? Dang it, today on Mix, we definitely are. This story is out of China, actually, and this one dog in China knows there's no place like home, so she actually walked for 2 weeks to get there. Her name is Ping Ann. She's a golden retriever, and she was left with a friend by her owners who live 62 miles away when they were renovating their house, so the construction noise like wouldn't bother her, right?
Yeah.
But then after a couple of months, she was like, nah, and she ran back from leaving her temporary home, and they were like, oh my God, the dog is missing.
Yes.
This one-year-old dog, though, was found outside of an office that was it was 2 weeks later. It was near the family's home. And after all that walking, I mean, she was limping.
Of course.
She had injuries to her paw, but then rescuers took care of her and have now turned to social media to try to find her owners. Good news is they did. Ping An, by the way, it refers to the word safe in Chinese, has now been reunited with her family, is recovering well after her long journey home.
Yay!
So that is a look at today in dog news, because dogs are the best.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.